News now from AM 550, FM 99.9. WSAU.
I'm Tom King with this WSAU web update. Grief-stricken families in South Korea are pushing for authorities to quickly lift a sunken ferry from the frigid waters where it went down earlier this week so they can recover the bodies of their loved ones. The ferry was carrying hundreds of passengers, most of them students and educators, on a high school field trip when it capsized and sank. Since then, more than two dozen deaths have been confirmed, but divers are facing enormous challenges as they try to search the wreckage for more bodies. A final recommendation on the controversial Keystone XL oil pipeline is being delayed. The State Department says more time is needed to review public comments. Roughly 2.5 million public comments were received by early March. The delay will probably push the final recommendation to sometime after November's midterm congressional elections. That has Republicans outraged. GOP House Speaker John Boehner calls the delay shameful. A threatening note found on a Delta Airlines flight from Detroit to Denver is turning out to be a hoax. Flight 1500 was directed to a remote area of Denver International Airport after arriving yesterday with 151 passengers and six crew members. The passengers were quickly taken off the plane by bus without their luggage to be interviewed by FBI officials. After a search of the plane, which included bomb-sniffing dogs, nothing was found. People across the country can enjoy America's national parks for free this weekend. It's part of the kickoff of National Park Week, which encourages people to connect with the nation's natural, historic, and cultural heritage through events and programs at more than 400 national parks. Also, today is the 7th annual Record Store Day, and record shops around the world are celebrating everything vinyl. Stores will be holding celebrations today, and many artists are putting out special Record Store Day releases. For more information, you can check out recordstoreday.com. Governor Scott Walker's public union restrictions have been upheld by a federal appeals court ruling. Public workers from Dane County and the city of Madison filed a lawsuit back in 2011 claiming the law violated their rights. The law stripped public workers of collective bargaining rights. Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen says the ruling is a victory for taxpayers, which opponents are calling unjust. Waukesha police are seeking the public's help to locate a missing girl. Authorities say 13-year-old Robin Christina Cardozo has been missing since Wednesday, but contact was made with the girl via social media on Friday. Investigators do not suspect foul play. Closer to home, a high-speed chase ended in a crash and a drug arrest late Thursday night. 22-year-old Andrew Penrod was driving near Pepper Court without headlights when a Mosinee Police Department officer tried to pull him over. That's when Penrod accelerated through a stop sign, starting the chase. He was able to get onto I-39 northbound at Maple Ridge Road, where speeds reached 98 miles per hour. Penrod was apprehended after crashing into a fence and a tree in the Bonnie Oak Drive neighborhood southeast of Cedar Creek Mall. He started running from officers after the crash, but eventually stopped evading officers and was arrested. The complaint says Penrod had taken heroin about an hour before the chase and had swallowed methamphetamine to keep officers from finding it. He's charged with attempting to flee an officer, possession of meth, operating while revoked, and operating with a controlled substance. That's news. I'm Tom King, Central Wisconsin's Fox News Station, WSAU.